just touched on the market Masters before we went to the break, but an expert when it comes to golf, young Ricky Schmidt is available, and we had him on a couple of weeks ago talking about the New South Wales Women's Opens. Ricky, thanks for joining us on the program, mate. Tough day for the golfers today. The wind was definitely blowing out there.
Yeah, Augusta's really baring its teeth today, boys. It's really good viewing, though. It's good to see a course actually winning for a change, as opposed to players just eating it up all the time. Augusta's tough enough as it is. It's the tournament of tournaments. Everyone wants to play. Everyone wants to watch. And to see the course actually winning today, it's probably, it's a credit to the setup for the superintendents and what they've done. So, yeah, but saying that, the boys are still there, Scheffler and DeChambeau. 6-under par, Scotty's still got a couple of holes to play. Max Homer's already in the clubhouse sitting there with DeChambeau on 6-under. So, it's going to be a good final 2 days.
Yeah, it's very good. I think the weather today has only been eight players score under par and only one in the 60s today, Ricky, which has been fantastic. It's kept the field really close. I think the cut line's looking at to be around plus four. So, anyone's going to be within 10 shots of the lead, which is really exciting leading into the weekend. But as you mentioned earlier, Scheffler, DeChambeau and Homer, they've really lasted through the conditions today, and the class seems to come to the top.
Yeah, you can see the actual guys, they've all got great short games, but those guys that are just phenomenal, with their wedge playing, just able to hold those, six, 8 footers under pressure for par, just to keep the momentum and your round going. And that's you can see the cream's rising to the top. Saying that, we've got the GOAT, Tiger Woods, in the clubhouse at plus one. He's only 7, I believe. Wouldn't that be a fantastic story to see him come from 7 behind to win?
Mate, is it possible? Being realistic, he's done so much in the game, right? And he's when you consider how long it's been since he's won a major, right? But I'm going to put this to you, Ricky. Is he actually capable physically when you look at, other players and whatever else? Does he have the game still to be able to win one of these majors?
Look, that's a tough one. I think the biggest thing for him is his body after his accident, whether his body will allow him. Like, you saw him this morning, first thing in the morning, first couple of holes, his body's so stiff, the cold, his body just can't handle it. And then having to play 23 holes, he was really struggling towards the end of his round. But for him, his mental strength is such a key. That's where he's got it over so many players. He's just so strong mentally, and just, when he misses a green, misses in the right spot and gives himself every opportunity to get it up and down. I honestly wouldn't count him out. I'd love to see him win. I don't think he can, but, mate, funny things have happened in golf, so I wouldn't rule him out.
24 consecutive cuts he's now made at Augusta. He broke the record today for the most consecutive cuts made, which is a phenomenal effort, Ricky. I'm not sure that there'd be any golfers out there now who could go into Augusta and achieve what he did this week. And he's hardly played. Like, just goes in cold, effectively, only cold through the weather, but just without playing. He's never going to embarrass himself. So, he's done the work that his body allows him leading into it. But no competition match play at all. And here he is going on difficult conditions. He shot even par in the second round. He dropped a couple of shots early on to finish his first round, but just to hang in there was just a remarkable effort. And as you said, he said he knows the course, but his short game, he's up and down. He drove the ball well. Ricky, his iron shots weren't so good, but gee, he was up around the green. He was phenomenal.
Yeah. I mean, he's always, I've always rated him as probably one of the best short games in the world for a long time, especially his putting. The guy just seems to make putts when he needs to make putts. And that's class. Look, as I said, I think his body is going to be the big factor for him. You can may as well call him a part-time player now, because, we might only play 10 events for the year. But you know what? It's Tiger. As I said, you can't rule him out. He just does phenomenal things at the right time.
Oh, mate, I don't want to rule him out. I want to see the fairy tale. Like, and I, you know,
what? Oh, it'd be unreal, wouldn't it?
Yeah, there's not too many golf... I tell you what, not only fans of golf, but I reckon just, the casual observer of golf.
Yeah, anyone who loves sport, mate, would love to see it.
Correct. We just go, wow. Yeah. Mate, I do want to touch on the Aussies. Cam Davis, 3-under at the moment, sitting in tied 5th. We've got Cam Smith at 1-under. He's tied for 8. I've got, what have we got? Minwoo Lee at 3-over. And Jason Day looks like he's probably going to make the cut at 4-over. You know, that's some pretty good results here for the boys. But great to see both Cam Smith and Cam Davis up there well and truly. Cracking at the heels of the leaders at the moment.
Yeah, so, you know, Cam was probably one of the fortunate ones. When I say that, he got out sort of earlier this morning where the wind, you know, it was at 20 mile an hour, gusting to 40, 50 mile an hour. So he was probably he would have probably got it a little bit before they got some of those really big gusts. Saying that, I mean, you still got to shoot your scores. And to be 3-under and you're only 3 off the pace, you know, that's fantastic. Cam Smith's still out there now. He's just birdied. I think he just birdied the 15th to go to 2-under.
Yeah, beautiful.
Minwoo just bogeyed the last to go to 4-over. But they're looking now that they're saying that the cut's now pushed out to plus 5. So,
So that's suddenly...
Again, the court.
Yeah, if it needs... Ricky needs two more players to drop shots. So it looks like John Rahm and Justin Thomas are on the 5 bubble. If they drop a shot going down the last, the cut will go out to plus 6. So brings Adam Scott into play. So just going back to some of the leaders there, Ricky. So Scotty Scheffler is an amazing player at the moment. He'd be the best player in the world right now. You'd agree?
Oh, 100%. I said that the other week. If he gets his putter rolling, and as I said, he's gone to that new mallet-style putter, there's no better player, mate. He will win. So it's, you know. You've got the cream of the cream, but he is just the pinnacle at the moment. He is number one by a long way, you know, and his results have shown that already this year. You know, it's top 5 wins, seconds, another win. You know, he's a phenomenal player. And to watch him play, he has his own technique, his own style, but he's obviously done it his whole life and he trusts it and goes with it.
And you were saying about his, you know, his irons and just his game, apart from the putting, which he can obviously improve on, but and if he did improve on it, then basically no one would get near him because his game in the main is just almost mistake-free.
Oh, exactly right. I mean, he's the all-round package is, you know, his short game. I've watched some of his, you know, obviously I've been up Sparrows the last couple of days because, you know, the tournament that everyone wants to watch. But, you know, just where he misses it and then just produces these shots from, you know, people that just sit there and go, wow, you know, how did he do that? Like, and that just comes from years of practice and years of trust. Trust yourself, trust your ability, and just commit to the shot. And, as I said, mate, he's rolling the ball okay. It's hard, obviously, putting in the wind when the greens have got so much break and the speed they're at. I actually thought there might have been more balls for them moving and blowing on the greens today with these winds. They've had a couple that have moved. There's been a couple that sort of isolate and wobble on the spot, but they've got it just at the right balance, the speed of the greens, where they're not actually blowing off the greens, where they then have to stop play. So they made a few changes to the course, lengthened a few of the holes, which, you know, I don't think they need to do, but they seem to do it anyway. You know, make it longer and longer. But anyway, that's the way of the world this year. Everything's got to be longer and technology.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Ricky, because obviously the rollback is all the talk at the moment. The changing golf ball, so the golf ball doesn't go as far as what it does now. And I think today and Augusta's has proven it, and the sandbelt courses around Melbourne are exactly the same, Ricky. I reckon that if you're smart with how you set the course up, and Mother Nature does its trick, you know, there's still room for golf for the short courses. You know, for a golfer to be able to get themselves around the course, and if you're not good in certain aspects of the game, you're not going to survive on the really good golf course. You'd agree with that?
Oh, 100%. That's why, you know, I love, as you said, the sandbelts. You know, places like Kingston Heath, you know, all their par threes are between 120 and 160 metres, but they're just well-bunkered, little greens. You know, you've got to hit good golf shots, and obviously then you factor in the weather at the same time. You don't need these 240-yard par threes where people are going in with 3 irons and, you know, 4 irons, and for the average player, they're probably hitting the wood and probably not getting to the green. That you know, to me, that's going a little bit too far. I think he can be smart and still build these shorter courses, but, you know, bunker them the right way and flag them and put the green in the right, you know, shape the green the right way, and you're going to have a tough golf course. That's why they're so good, the Sandbelts. They're just so smart down there. They did it in the right way in the first place.
They also provide you with some of the most amazing shots that have ever happened in golf. And, you know, I saw during the week that shot from Tiger Woods.
Iconic.
Where he chips in, right? Like, you just, I don't know what hole that was. 16th, was it?
16.
Yeah. And he's shooting, what, I don't know, some 20, 30 feet up away from the hole, right? Going nowhere near the hole, and it just rolls down, and it's tinkering on the edge. Then just drops in.
The Nike logo.
Yeah.
That was Nike sponsorship dream, wasn't it? That one.
And that's iconic, isn't it, Ricky? That the pin placement on 16 on the final day, it is such an iconic pin placement because you have to hit the ball away from the hole to get it close.
Yeah, exactly right. But saying that too, it gives you the opportunity, if you hit a good shot, you can actually hole it. You know, there's ways to go around it. You play it right of the flag and you use the slope. You know, you look over the years, how many hole-in-ones has been on 16? Oh. That's probably the main hole on Augusta that's had the most hole-in-ones.
I've got to say, it's a shame that probably the TV coverage doesn't probably do it justice in terms of how undulating and how difficult it is, which is a real shame. But, you know, don't worry, the coverage is outstanding and absolute perfection. Yeah. But
have you been there, Ricky?
No, I've dreamt as a golf pro. I dreamt that was my number one place I wanted to get to, and I unfortunately never got there. But, you know, I get up every year, first thing in the morning, and watch it, and go to work and still watch it, and it'll be fun.
And go to sleep and still watch it over and over again.
Dream about it.
Yeah, correct, mate. Hey Ricky.
The Augusta, you know, the Masters has got me back on. I actually went and had a game of golf yesterday. It's the first time in 4 years.
How'd you hit him?
I snuck up to Shelley with my boys and had a couple on the par, so that was all right.
Oh, for someone who hasn't been on the par. Come on, mate. Seriously. I was going to say, is that
Tiger Wood desk? We're picking up a club.
Yeah. Just a couple on the par.
I had to actually pull the plastic off my clubs when I was using them. That's brand new. I've had them for 6 months.
Enough already. Seriously. My goodness. Hey, Ricky, thanks for joining us, mate, on Late Notice. Really appreciate it, mate. Your insight has been absolutely brilliant. Burko's got one more question for you, bud.
Right, mate. Who's your tip, mate? Who's your tip?
Look, you can't get past Scheffler. He's just a form player. I like another smoky, I think, would be Morikawa. He's flying under the radar. He's at 3 under, and he's going about his business. He wins. I think if he wins this would be his third leg of the slam. He's won the other two of the other majors, so that's a big thing. And he's just sort of sneaking out there. And Max Homer's been playing really well. I haven't seen a lot of DeChambeau because I only watch a little bit of the live. But you know what? With his length, and he seems to be again putting okay. You just don't know. But look, anyone can win from 10 shots back, as you said. Yeah. If the conditions, the wind's supposed to drop off a little bit tomorrow. They reckon it gets down to about 15 mile an hour, and then. And then Sunday or Monday for us, it's supposed to drop out to sort of 5 or 10, so hardly any wind. So.
And the beauty, Rick, is the wind's done its job because it's dried the greens out from the storm they had on Thursday morning, which actually put water on the course. It actually dried the greens out. So now we're going to get a really good test over the weekend with true conditions.
Yeah.
It's going to be great, beyond, boys. Get up early and get into it and watch it. Get the coffee
100%. Out. That's the one, mate. Now, before you go, mate, we've got our text topic, which is who were your sporting heroes when you were younger, mate? Who was your sporting hero?
Oh, look, I can't go past, obviously, being a golfer. I can't go past the Golden Bear, Jack Nicklaus. He was one of my idols. And as an Aussie, Greg Norman,
of course.
Was just what he did and held the number one position for as long as he did. You know, different eras. You know, people try and compare people to Tiger. Look, it's different eras, different technology. You know, they were standouts in their own. You know, in their own. So,
love
and obviously,
it,
I love Michael Jordan too. Obviously, can't get past him.
Yes. The GOAT. He is the GOAT. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of comparisons.
And of course you got Michael Buettner in Oz as well.
Yeah. No, thanks, mate. No, I appreciate that. Mate, hey, thanks for your time, mate. I really appreciate it. I know you got footy commitments, et cetera, et cetera. And it was a last-minute call-up, but really valuable insight into what's happening around the golf course at Augusta there. And it gave you an opportunity to gloat about the fact that you've shot a couple of under around Shelley Beach for the first time in 4 years. So well done, mate.
Yeah. No worries, boys. Anytime. And say hi to Steve Binns out there at Wong. Great golf course.